The stereotypical good person puts others, the world, and society's needs and wants over their own.
I think that was the standard that we set for everybody. Like, you're supposed to do the good thing.
We put ourselves last and then wonder why we finish last.
I'm not rooting for myself like I'm rooting for other people.
A lot of good people think that being good is the thing that determines whether or not you get what you want.
Operating in integrity, that don't got nothing to do with nobody else.
That's even the fight, is to have morals in a place where none of you people got morals. They all lying. They all stealing.
Get on my motherfucking face.
Push the goddamn button.
Yeah, action.
Earlier, I was thinking about how essentially good people finish last, but they only finish last if they just worry about being good. The people who... It's not enough to just be a good person, be genuine, keep your word. Like, those are, like, all that stuff is icing on the cake. The only way to get ahead or get what you want, live the life that you want to live, all that good stuff, is by making a decision. So once you make a decision, so it's not a thing of bad people finish first or whatever they be saying. It's the thing of whoever makes the decision and sticks with the decision long enough to see it through finishes first. A lot of times the good people, they just bank on being good, being kind, generous, a sweetheart. I was that person. And I learned from experience that nothing changes until you make a decision.
You was a sweetheart?
I am. Kind, no. Generous, a sweetheart.
It's the fact that she lets you get through all of that and say, you was a sweetheart. My bad, continue.
I was just curious. That's an interesting concept. So you said the point is not that bad people finish first or good people finish last. The point is that whoever sticks with the decision long enough, they come out on top.
Yeah, whoever makes the decision and sticks with it long enough.
Whoever makes the decision and sticks with it long enough, they're going to come out on top.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Because when you make a decision, everything around you conspires to see that decision through. It may take a little longer than you wanted to take, but if you know for a fact that this is what I'm doing and this... Yeah, if you know for a fact that this is what I'm doing and you stand on that, whatever that is going to happen. It has to happen.
It has to happen.
So, and then it's not a thing of you constantly worrying about making people happy or doing for others. It's like you move a lot more intentionally. Because even with that, with the doing for others, it's amazing. But it's hard to do something for somebody else if you can't do it for yourself. Or if you're not doing it for yourself. It don't make sense to do stuff for other people before you do stuff for yourself. It's good to do it, but it's like, my motto is give yourself the world before you give it to anybody else.
That's new. I never heard that one before.
I remember saying that for years.
Mm-hmm. She ain't been listening.
I was about to say, maybe I wasn't listening. I didn't know that was your motto.
Got a lot of them. Wise.
Okay, what do you think?
I was about to ask you because I thought you had more thoughts besides the...
That I'm gathering them.
I think, just to summarize, I just want to make sure you're saying that good people, it doesn't matter whether or not you're good or bad. The only factor when it comes to you doing the things that you want to do is you just making a decision and sticking with it.
Yep.
And that's because the universe doesn't care if you're a good person or a bad person. It only cares that you made a decision and stuck with it. Is that the point you're making?
Basically.
Go ahead.
I want to backtrack to when you said that it's easier or it's harder to do stuff. No, you said it's easier to do stuff for yourself or it's harder. What did you say? It's hard to do stuff for other people if you're not doing it for yourself?
It's something along those lines.
I disagree with that. I feel like it's a lot easier to do things for other people than it is to do for yourself in most cases. Because most times, when you're doing things for yourself, when you have yourself in mind, the level of attachment to whatever outcome increases. Versus when you're doing stuff for other people, it's easier because you're not as attached to whatever it is, whatever the outcome is. Like, whatever, if you're helping somebody build something, and this is just from my personal experience, I found that it's easier for me to do things for other people than it is to do for myself. Because I found that a lot of times I'm not rooting for myself like I'm rooting for other people. This is something that I've realized 2 days ago. And because of that, I'm used to putting others' like needs or dreams before mine and being like, all right, well, I can help you map out a whole entire like business plan or whatever so that we can make this thing happen for you. But then when it comes to me, I'm like, well, I don't know what to do. And I just, you know, this just, you get overwhelmed because there is an emotional attachment to it along with the accountability of making the thing work. So I think that I do agree with you when you say you have to stick with the decision. That a lot of times does determine if you win at whatever game that you're playing. But also in that, recognizing that it's not going to be the easiest thing to just stick with your decisions. And I think that's why it matters so much if you do stick with it or if you let it go, because it's easy to let it go. It's easy to be like, you know what, I'm just going to help this person do whatever because I know I could do that. It's a lot harder to continue on and be like, I know this look crazy, because it's like when you locking up your hair, you go through the baby lock phase and you be like, listen, I know this gonna be cute, I just need some time for this to grow out. It look a little crazy, a couple of them might be sticking up, a couple of them is shorter than the other ones, but listen, they gonna be nice when the full lockage come in. But you gotta follow it. You gotta like follow through. You gotta see it through, or you're not gonna get to that luscious lock phase. You're gonna be starting over at the baby phase, or you're gonna cut your hair off, or you're gonna take it out and be like, you know what, I'm just do braids, or you know, it's kind of like that. So like, you reap what you sow type of thing. So if you continue to follow through on the decisions, then you'll see the fruits of your labor. That concludes my TED Talk for today. What are y'all thoughts?
You can go ahead.
I was just going to say, to the point that you said about it's easier to do stuff for other people than it is to do for yourself, I agree with that. So what I was attempting to say was, this probably a lack of better words, but it doesn't make sense to do stuff, because it does make sense to do stuff for others before you do stuff for yourself sometimes. But in the grand scheme of things, we put ourselves last. That's what I'm saying. A lot of times we put ourselves last and then wonder why we finish last. Because I put myself last. So if I put myself first, I could finish first, and then I could help everybody else finish first in whatever race they doing. But it's hard to give. It's hard to give from an empty cup. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
So, I mean, essentially,
you can finish what you say.
Essentially, from that perspective of you putting yourself last, the idea, if we think about the idea of being a good person, what people tell us,
yeah, do for others,
yeah, is
first, put is, people first,
yeah,
what, take care of everybody. My bad.
You can keep going.
Oh, you go ahead.
So what we have been told is the idea of being a good person and what's required to be a good person. Essentially, from that definition, which I should probably pull up an actual definition, and plus what you just said is like, essentially it's a decision to put ourselves last. Good people do finish last.
But it's, I don't even think it's necessarily, I mean, at the end of the day, it is a decision, but it's a lot of programming that goes into it. Like, it's systemized. It's a systematic suppression.
That's not the word I thought you were going to use.
It's not the word I was going to use either, but...
Okay, I mean, it is something that I think is ingrained in us. I keep feeling like you have something to say.
Go ahead, finish your point. I'm just thinking.
I think it is something that is ingrained in us, or just taught to us at a basic level. And I think that what we do a lot of times is we take it to the extreme. And then that's where you get like the people pleasing. And that's where you get, I don't know what other things there are, but people pleasing.
One thing that I was going to say, was I believe, I'm not even going to say I believe. One reason is because you're praised when you do things for other people.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like going the extra mile for such and such. Yeah, going the extra mile to help other people out. It's like, oh, that's good. But if I do something for myself, if I say no to everybody else and just do it for myself, now I'm selfish. So worrying about self is demonized, and doing for others first is praised.
I mean, I think yes and no. I think it depends on what it is. I think there's a lot of things that good people do that don't get seen, and that's why I think a lot of good people end up suffering in silence, because like, you're doing all of these things, but nobody's acknowledging the fact that you're doing all of the things. And I mean, to a degree, I do agree that in general, we praise people for doing the, like, doing the good thing. I think that was the standard that we set for everybody. Like, you're supposed to do the good thing, but a lot of that stuff ends up being stuff that people don't see. So like, I think you're going into it assuming that this is the right thing, I'm going to get praised for doing this, but you did it and now you're like, all right, you put yourself at a disadvantage, and now you're like, all right, well, I mean, I did all this good stuff for people, why am I not winning? And I think it's because like they told you that the good people do X, Y, and Z, but a lot of the stuff that you do that ends up being good, nobody's gonna see it anyway. So like, I don't know if it's like a level of resentment or what it is, but I just don't, I think it's yes that you do get praised, but I don't think people demonize you. I wouldn't say people demonize you for doing stuff for yourself. I think people tell you you should do for others, but I think a lot of people are doing stuff just for themselves.
Yeah, they tell you one thing, but they do the other. So then once you start doing stuff for yourself, and I might miss an event for you, now I'm the bad guy because I chose me over whatever you had going on.
I think that goes back to teaching people how to treat you. Because essentially, the real reason why they're mad is because in every situation in the past, you showed up as the person who's constantly putting their needs before your own. So then for you to suddenly be like, okay, I'm not going to do that anymore. I'm going to miss this thing. And it's not a you thing, it's a me thing. I just need a break. People, they're going to feel some type of way because now you acting different. Now, why are you changing on me?
Because like, if it ain't growing, it's dead.
Like, we not friends no more? Like, what do you mean? Like, you're always there for me. You're always doing things for me. And I think that we don't realize this, but a lot of times we start teaching people how to treat us, how to interact with us, how to communicate with us early, and we're not really thinking of it as that. We're just like, oh, I'm just being myself. And a part of being yourself might be going above and beyond for the people that are around you, which is not a bad thing. But if once it starts hindering you and... Excuse me.
We'll cut that out. Don't worry. You a lady. We ain't gonna put you in front of America like that.
It's fine. I burp all the time.
You a lady.
But once it starts hindering you, or once you make the decision to not allow it to hinder what you are doing, or to make the decision that your needs are more important than everyone else's needs. Then it feels different. It shifts the dynamic of the friendships. It shifts the dynamics of the communication. It just shifts everything. So then the people around you are like, why you being weird to me? Why are you acting like this? Like, we've been rocking together for like 12, 10, 12 years. Why are you suddenly acting like this? And there are going to be some people who understand when you tell them, like, hey, I just realized I was doing a lot and it actually wasn't healthy for me. And I just need to kind of pull back and, make some decisions for me. And they're going to be like, oh, cool, that's fine. I actually do that for myself, or I didn't realize that that's what, was happening. Or they'll be like, I actually noticed that, but I didn't think you would listen to me if I said something. And then you might have other people who are like, who are the people who are like, why are you changing? Like, you being fake now. Like, who you been listening to? Who you been talking to? This how we always, it's gonna, so then those are the people that are gonna make you feel like you're the bad guy. And you have to decide, am I listening to them, or am I gonna listen to the people who are championing me in this moment?
This is probably a little bit late to ask this, but how are we defining a good person?
Oh, that's what I was about to do.
Well, I mean, I don't know if Google has the answer for
Well, I
that
guess it would be like a set of characteristics.
one. Yeah, so like how, I guess how would you guys define
Kind, generous, a sweetheart. I do for you before I do for me. What we say, self-sacrificing?
I would
That was a
I
word that we used a couple pods ago. That was a good pod.
don't okay, let's see what Google says. Good
Self-deprivation.
people.
No, that's not good at all.
It's not
Because we could definitely we
good
call y'all
pod.
the good people, the gray area. So we need to
Yeah, we
see.
need to define y'all.
Yeah, we need to
On this,
define.
we on like episode 180, finally giving y'all a good name.
Okay, according to Google's AI, good people generally refers to individuals who process positive character traits and engage in actions that benefit others and society. It's an informal way of saying someone is good, honest. Well, that's in the definition. Okay. Good, honest, and helpful person. This includes qualities like kindness, empathy, integrity, and respect.
Yeah, so I would say those who do for others before they do for themselves, or worry about others, think about others before they think about themselves. Think.
I disagree with that.
So what's a good person to you? Like by a societal standpoint, or what we were taught a good person to be, like a
Oh.
stereotypical. That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
That's what I'm talking about when I say a good person. So what the stereotype of a good person is.
Oh, well,
Not what an actual good person is, but the stereotype of a good person.
okay, so based on what you just said, I'm actually about to ask you to say it again. But what you described, I would say, is a stereotypical good person. What we were taught and told a good person should look like, should be those types of things. I thought you were saying, like, because in my head, we are now officially redefining good people.
Oh yeah, you have to.
But yes, I agree with what you said. Can you repeat what you said?
I may or may not be able to repeat what I was about to say, repeat what I said, but it was along the lines of the stereotypical good person puts others, the world, and society's needs and wants over their own. That's how I would define it.
That was good. What you think?
I don't think that's a wrong definition for how society would view good people. I mean, I think in general it is. I think it's a care, and I think you genuinely care for other people. I think that's like the
Baseline.
basis of it. You have a genuine care for other people, a willingness to want to help other people. I think that's, for me, that's where it stops. Everything else is a little is a little people pleasy, but people
pleasers are good people by
society's definition.
That's why so many people pleasers, because they want us to please everyone else, forget about ourselves. We can stick to their system, play inside the lines.
Conform for it, though.
Like everybody who, from my observation, these aren't bad people, they just go against the grain. Radicals.
Yeah, but it's funny because hidden underneath a lot of the people pleasingness is a level of selfishness, which would kind of contradict the entire idea of being a good person.
But underneath it contradicts. But on the outside, say what you said again.
I was saying that underneath, like the idea of being a people pleaser, underneath it is a level of selfishness, because you're not. The idea is, like, I have to be the one to make you happy. I have to be the one person, blah, blah, blah. And it's really about you. It's you-centered, which would be the opposite of a person who cares about the other person. You're not really thinking, even if you're looking at the person, you're not looking at the person as them. You're looking at the person as how I can please them, if that makes sense. So it's like, you're not looking at them like, oh, they can do this for themselves. They're able to, like, nah, I have to do this for them. I have to make them happy. I have to blah, blah. I have to do this. And I was saying that's kind of contradictory to, like, the definition of what a good person would be, because the good person is, like, you're actually putting their needs ahead of yours, but actually putting their needs ahead of yours, like having a genuine care for the other person, not it being focused on you, if that makes sense. So it feels like it almost could be kind of contradictory.
Yeah, I had something, but I lost it.
All
right, we're awesome,
so
we're
good.
Yeah. Go ahead.
You was about to say something? Good. I think yes and yes. I agree with the definition that you said. I think that people-pleasing is a very complex thing in itself, because essentially what it boils down to, what everything that we describe really just boils down to, is people liking you and wanting people to like you. Even when you were talking about, we get praised for doing these specific things, I'm looking to get praised. Why am I looking to get praised by somebody for doing a normal thing? Well, it's because I want people to like who I am, whether it be from a people-pleasing standpoint, whether it be from a narcissistic standpoint, or just like everyday life. A lot of times we want to be liked. That's just like a general thing. If I felt like you like me, then I feel like I have some sort of community. So when you're thinking about the idea of being a good person, I think that how it's described by society, or even how we were taught to think of it, it reminds me of like a superhero. When you think about what?
The only superhero I thought of was Superman. When you said that, and I was like, "That's the good part. That's supposed to be the good person."
Yeah.
Where's his underwear on the outside? Never mind.
He wears his underwear on the outside. Yeah, that's supposed to be a good person.
And wears a cape.
But like, when you think about it, they literally, if you watch the movies, they drop whatever they're doing. They could be on a date. They could be on the toilet. They could be in the hospital. If something goes wrong in the city, they're out there. Like, forget whatever I was just doing. Forget the people that I care about in this room. Well, technically, I'm protecting them, because this monster is about to ruin the whole city. So you drop everything that you're doing, even if it's a moment that you care about, to be there for people that may not know you, may not appreciate you, may not care about you, to come to their rescue with the idea that maybe they can't do this for themselves, or that they need you and you're the only person that can do this. And maybe that's true. But that's really just like what it makes me think about.
So do you guys feel like you've seen more good people not get what they want? Or do you feel like you've seen, like, in your lifetime, do you think the people who have gotten what they want, do you think they've been more, would be considered more bad people or more good people?
I'm not able to say whether they're good or bad. I would say the people who I've been around who didn't get what they want were the most indecisive.
I was going to say, I think that the people who I saw didn't get what they want the most was people who didn't follow through on their decision. So kind of the same thing.
Okay.
I don't know how. Well, I guess if you're looking at it from the context of the good people versus like the good person being somebody who is self-sacrificing is essentially what we described, as you mentioned before, then the self-sacrificing person is the one that I typically see or have seen not get their way as much, or not even sometimes not even live as not live a fulfilling life.
Yeah, I know. I was kind of gonna ask that, like, based on those definitions, based on those definitions of being like not decisive and not following through, you think that more good people are not decisive and don't follow through than
based off the stereotypical definition that we define for the pod, more good people are a lot more indecisive.
Okay, here's a thought. Based on the definition, good people are indecisive when it comes to themselves, but very decisive when it comes to other people.
Or I like that. Yeah, I agree.
I was gonna ask that too. That's good though.
Because a lot of times they're unsure about what they should do for themselves, but when somebody needs them for something, they have all the answers. And they have every step by step, like, they already know what to do. They already made the decisions on behalf of whoever they're helping.
Yeah. I think that goes back to, like, I have all the answers for myself, but I'm not supposed to do things for myself, or I'm not supposed to put myself first. I have to do for them first. So once I save the world, now I can go on vacation, now I can relax. But until the world is saved, you know, it's always something happening in the world. The world don't stop. So I'm always, it's just a recurring cycle of putting out everybody else's fire before I put out my fire.
Go ahead.
What's your perspective on it, though? Do you feel like you've seen more good people or bad people, quote unquote, get their way? It's weird calling them good or bad people. Yeah,
that's why I was asking.
So I guess let's change the names.
I mean, well, I guess if we just go off the characteristics, it could be people with integrity, morals, care about people, like those kind of people. Do I think they have gotten their way? To be honest, I think everybody gets their way. So if you decided that you wanted to go out of your way to be self-sacrificing and to be a people pleaser, you 100% get that. And even if you say to yourself, hey, I want this, what you're showing is that you want to help people more, which is fine, but I think you're getting that because, like, you're deciding that this is what I'm doing. And I think I wouldn't say I see more people. I'll say, put it like this. I think in my working experience, I think the people who I would consider to be like the good people or the people who are solid, who stand on something, they either one, they don't stay in that position long, or two, they stay in that position way too long, and other people who don't care as much, they move up and out, and the people who end up being solid stay there longer.
I was thinking about that earlier when I was doing my rising pages. I was like, I feel like everybody around me is flying past me, just like in life in general.
and it felt like I'm just here. And that's how I got to the thought of, it don't matter how good you are, how good of a person you are, how generous you are, how much you do for people, if you're not doing it for yourself. Or, like, it's great to do for other people, to help people out, as long as you have a direction for yourself. So don't get lost in assisting others and forget about, don't put what you got going on the back burner to help other people.
Yeah. I was also going to say, I think for me, the more I think about it, I think a lot of good people think that being good is the thing that determines whether or not you get what you want. And that has no bearing on it. Because there are, quote unquote, terrible people who do terrible things who have been given a lot of great things and great opportunities in life. And I think a lot of, I don't know if it's just society or a lot of the stuff we've been taught, it's like, you be a good person and somebody's eventually going to come through and you're going to get blessed for being a good person.
You're waiting for somebody to come save you or give you the approval or permission to do what it is that you want to do or to actually live your life. But it's all up to you.
You go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say that goes back to wanting to be liked. And I think that if we are redefining what a good person looks like, what the good people of the gray area are, I think that it's deciding to operate in integrity and deciding to be kind, even in those moments where you could not be so kind and rip that person to shreds, you know, or deciding to have empathy. I think those are the decisions to even just decide to follow through on your commitments to yourself. I think those are the things that, like you said, those are the things that people don't necessarily see and they're not always accounted for. But I think that you staying 10 toes down in who you are is a part of being that good person. Like the decision to do those things or be those things or operate in that way, that's a part of it.
But I say be those things for yourself first and be those things for everybody else.
Well, operating in integrity, that don't got nothing to do with nobody else. Like even being kind to people, like that is a very much a you decision.
But you should also be kind to yourself as well.
Well, yeah. But I'm just saying, like, just being kind in general. But, like, integrity, just, like, the way that you decide to move through the world, yes. Be those things to yourself. And be those things outside, you know?
Yeah. And, I mean, I think everything ends up being a character. Like, comes down to character. Like, once you remove everything else, like, once you remove money and the accolades and whatever it is, I think everything comes down to character. And, but I also understand that the kindest person in the world doesn't always end up being the richest person in the world. That's just not how that always works. Because those are, like, I think being generous and being kind and all of these attributes, they can help you get to certain places. But it's not like you're, to be honest, which is a crazy thing to say, but like you're not more deserving of certain things because you're kind to people. It's like it would be nice if you were, but like you're not more deserving for an opportunity for whatever because you're kind to people. Now, people may be more inclined to want to help you because you're kind and generous, but like you're not more deserving than the person who's not kind.
The character traits is just icing on the cake. Like, when it comes down to life in general, what you do with your life is up to you. Your character is just icing on the cake for everybody else.
And it's also up to you.
It's also up to you, too. But, yeah, like, I'm saying this because it doesn't matter if you're a good person or a bad person. Yeah, whether you're good or bad, doesn't determine whether you get to where you want to go. Deciding this is where I'm going and seeing it through determines whether you get to where you want to go or not. how you are, your character is just icing on the cake. So if you have good character traits, positive character traits, that's great. Everybody loves that. If you have negative character traits, people might not like that too much, but it's not stopping you from getting to where you wanted to go because you decided already that this is where I'm going.
I think your character traits might actually determine how you get there.
Yeah, you might determine how you get there, but it's not stopping you from getting there.
Yeah, I didn't say that.
She said, yeah, forget all that.
Yeah, I'm saying that I agree. I think you making the decision and deciding where you want to go and sticking with that decision, it will determine the likelihood of you getting there. But I think that your character is not just icing on the cake. I think your character determines how you decide to get there. Because you could be like, okay, I'm going to the store. And if you decide to go to the store and steal somebody's bike to get to the store, that's a sign of your character based on the type of person that you are, the character traits that you have decided to portray or walk in. That'll determine if you steal that bike. If you like, I'm going to go to the store, but I'm operating in integrity, I'm going to just walk. Or maybe somebody might give me a bike or something like that. Like you, that's going to determine a different route for you to get there.
Yeah, I was going to say, I agree with that. And I forget who said it. Somebody said it. Somebody wise. But everybody's going to where they're going to, right? That's essentially like everybody, we're all heading to where we're heading to. But I think your character determines the journey that you're going to take in that process. So like you were saying, if I decide that I'm just going to do for me and I'm a lie, cheat, and steal and do all of that stuff. Shout out to Eddie Guerrero. But I'm a lie, cheat, and steal. Right? I'm going to do all of that stuff to get to where I want to. You're going to get there, but that journey, it may not be the most favorable for you. People may lie, cheat, and steal to you. They're going to do all that stuff to you. So it's like, which goes back to the point that she was talking about, like in terms of how you, like the things that you would want, the kindness, the generosity, you would have to do that for yourself. But like the kind of person that you're deciding to be on that journey is going to reflect itself on the journey. And I think it determines how this thing is going to go. Like, all right, if you decide to be kind and generous, you're going to get to where you're aiming for, wherever it is, as long as you stick to your decision. But if you decide to be kind and generous, you may get there faster. You may get there in a different, and it may take longer just because you're trying to have morals in a space that doesn't have morals. So, and sometimes I think that's even the fight, is to have morals in a place where none of you people got morals. They all lying. They all stealing. And it's like, I'm just not trying to do that, you know? Mm-hmm. So I think it determines the journey.
Yeah. Your map might look a little different. That might be it. But I think that you determine, like, you just, at the end of the day, it's up to you. Like, you got to make the decision on what type of person you want to be. Whether you deem that person good, bad, or in between. It's your decision, but you got to decide what you're doing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it almost feels like a game where if you were able to look at the character traits, like if it was 2K, looking at your skill set, if one of your skill set is you a finesser in the worst way possible, it's like, all right, I mean, you can use that skill, and because you're using that skill, this is the next challenger you have to face. You have to face the ultimate finesser. Because you want to finesse, you found somebody that might be able to finesse you, or maybe all your relationships, you get
the finesse. Government. Big boss.
It's the man. But yeah, so just, and I think it determines who's going to be, like what the journey and what the obstacles are going to be based on how you decide, like how you decide you're going to carry yourself.
And what people and tools you gather along the way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because everything's a mirror. Everything's a mirror, so.
Yeah. Y'all got any final thoughts?
Nah.
All right. Comment below and let us know what your thoughts on old blah-blah-blah-blah-blah.
Mushmouth.
Comment below. Let us know what your thoughts are on good people, character integrity. We're just going to skip this. Thank y'all for joining us for another episode of the Gray Area Podcast. Yes. I'll should call you D.
Badman Breezington here.
It's your boy, Damani.
Don't forget to like, share, subscribe. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend. Hit that notification bell so you never miss an upload. Ding. And also, if you want to watch this podcast live and early, join our Patreon. The link is in the description. Check out the new music. It will be up on the screen in just a few moments. And if you like this episode, you're going to love the one that's linked up on the screen over here. But we will see you guys next week.
Bye. Adios.
Stay blessed. Stay black, people.
Black as hell.
You say what?
And know yourself. Know your worth. Jukebox, hit me with another J.
Get on my face. Get on my face. Get on my. Get on my motherfucking face.
Please.
Push the goddamn button.